This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, though.
Oh, my God. Highly recommend. And I'm going to be telling all my buddies that the only real thing they ever listen to on Nerdy Legion is Gotham.
Yep.
And I'm just going to tell them, you have to listen to this. This is like, I get why you like that. You like Batman, and you like the historical context that you put Batman in. That's the part of that podcast that everyone I talk to, that's what they're thrilled with, the historical context part. But now you're doing that with current stuff, which is really fun.
You know, I was thinking about that. I recorded a Gotham by Geeks with Chris Campbell.
Yeah, I heard that.
New listener of the show, flagship show, Chris Campbell.
Oh.
Dude, did you see his tweet? He's going like all the way back. He's at like episode 95.
Oh my God, don't do that, Chris.
He's listened to like 50 episodes.
Oh, Jesus. He heard some painful ones.
Don't go there's too far back, Nick. They get pretty bad.
Oh, there's some humdingers in there, boy.
There are. Hey, look. I think I'm going to put this out before poop talk, so wait for poop talk.
Yeah, but that was like a surgeon steal. That was...
Dude, I gotta tell you, look, I don't want to spoil the next episode of this podcast for anybody listening, but that poop talk was really magical.
We went places.
We went places, and let me tell you, we ended up going to some serious places,
mm-hmm.
And somehow it made sense that conversation stepped out of poop talk. And somehow we ended with poop talk again.
And somehow we could segue out of poop talk, which really shouldn't have happened at all.
God. I know you've been wanting to do poop talk for forever.
Oh my gosh, I was dying to do poop talk.
Everyone listening is like, we're going to skip this episode. No. If you listen to any episode, poop talk will be the one to listen to. I guarantee it.
Oh boy. We had some giggles, that's for sure.
We sure did. So I'm drinking fancy tonight.
Ooh.
I am drinking Cerise Limon Le Croix.
What the heck is that?
It's cherry lemon LaCroix seltzer water.
Boy, that does sound fancy. Is it real cherry-y?
It's, I don't know. You know, the lime complements the cherry pretty well.
Hmm. Okay.
So you get a little bit of both.
Interesting.
Like lime going in, cherry going down.
Mm.
And then the lime cleanses the palate again.
That sounds sexy.
It's pretty good. They're in like this little thin cans. It looks like a Red Bull can.
Nice.
Cerise Limon Le Croix. I hope we don't have French listeners. I should check on that.
Oh, I'm sure we do.
They're going to be like, we're done with this podcast.
We have French prisoners. You know we're big in the prison population internationally.
I thought that was the Ultimate Marvel podcast.
No, those guys are a lot more in the whoa.
Oh, you cut out. Hello.
What the hell just happened there?
Tell me.
I know what happened there. I was listening to a podcast when you called.
Shame
and
on
then
you.
Well, it was Mike M's weekly read, so okay. You can't blame me there.
And you're forgiven.
Yeah.
And you're forgiven.
Yeah.
Today's was a good one. I like today's.
I was in the middle of it.
Yeah. Did you get to
But the- he always teases me.
How's that?
Like he gets up to a point where he's like, oh, I just bought, you know, whatever, Flash 123. And it was the first appearance of X. But he never, like, I want to know, is he buying that because it's a first appearance or is whoever it is, Weather Wizard, is that his favorite character? Like, is he buying it to complete a run or is he buying it because I am in love with Reverse Flash and I'm going to get every appearance of Reverse Flash? Mm. So he teases me because he doesn't tell me. So I just, like, I have to infer, like, I think he's completing holes, which would be my guess.
Yeah, he is completing holes. Matter of fact, Campbell and I talked about that.
Ooh.
Because we talked about like how we go about collecting Batman books.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike's name came up on the podcast. And the thing that Mike does is he likes to find like really key stuff first and then fill in holes after. Whereas
I heard him talk about that, and I'm shocked that he was doing that in college. Like he had the foresight to know I should be collecting first appearances of the Rogues Gallery.
Yeah.
Before any stuff happened with other media, he had the foresight of like, guess what? He Hello?
What'd you do?
What happened?
You weren't on the call. You weren't on Discord anymore.
I don't think I left Discord.
You were showing offline.
What? It's going to be one of those nights. The gremlins are out. Holy cow.
See, we should just record with two cans and a piece of string and somehow connect it to an 8-track player, and then we'll be all set.
I picture us being across the street from each other or next door to each other, and I'm in the upstairs, my upstairs bedroom window, and you're in your upstairs bedroom window, but our parents can't hear us, so we open up the windows and just yell stuff across to each other.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm reading Master of Kung Fu! What are you reading?
I want to read that again.
Of course, you would say, I'm reading Power Man and Iron Fist. All right, we'll change. I'll give you mine. You give me yours tomorrow. Okay. Because we didn't care because we just wanted to read as many comics as possible. So who cares?
You know, Marvel missed out on that, dude. They should have put that on that 99-cent sale.
Missed out on what?
Master of Kung Fu Epic Collection.
It is there, Pally.
Oh, what?
I tweeted about it last night.
Did it?
Master Kung Fu Epic Collection.
God
yep.
Damn it, I missed it. There were so many damn books, I didn't see it.
It's still there.
Oh, let me sign in right now and buy it.
Except they got rid of all of the other 99 cents, except for the today's spotlighted four and yesterday's spotlighted four. So,
really?
Yeah, you better grab it before 2 hours or I think it's going to flip.
The only one I got was The Secret Empire.
Yeah, well, hey.
Oh, and Black
perfect
Bolt.
One
I got
to
Black
get.
Bolt.
Oh, good one.
I've got the floppies of Black Bolt, but I really like it. So I was like, yeah, screw it. It's a book.
Nice.
Yeah.
Then I figured it out. And you can also get some really dated Avengers, too, if you want, for 99 cents epic.
Yeah, I wasn't. Oh, dude. Yeah, it's highlighted now. Master of Kung Fu. Mother effer.
Yep.
Get that mother joker right now.
It looks good. And you know what okay. And correct me if I'm wrong. You know this stuff a lot better than I do. God, you're already so tangent heavy already early in the episode.
Dude, it's 84 cents.
Oh my goodness. You think you're telling me anything different? Get in there.
All right. Sold. Matter of fact, I'm just going to buy all these. I don't even know what this is. What's Golden Age All Winners Masterworks? Doesn't matter. It's 84 cents.
It's written by Mickey Spillane. So
how
can it be that bad?
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Thunderbolts, I enjoyed that Thunderbolts run with Jeff Parker and Kev Walker.
I don't think I read that one.
That was good. The Cloak and Dagger is a Runaways tie-in.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that one crossover. Last night. Yeah, I'm not getting that.
Yeah, I'm not getting that. I'm not getting the Guardians of the Galaxy.
No. See, the problem with the sale for me...
Peter David Hulk?
Yes.
Peter David's Hulk run is pretty damn good for 84 cents.
Yeah. See, the problem I had last night, what was it last night? Maybe two nights ago, I was looking at it. And, there was stuff that I wanted to get, but I was like, I'm not going to get this because it's like volume 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all right, so some of those things were like on Comixology Unlimited. So they had like Jessica Jones volume 3 or 4 for 99 cents. I was like, I should get like that whole run.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I already have a lot of that.
Sure.
And I was like, well, it's volume 4. Like, I don't want to get it if it's not, like, 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, like, why can't they put it on there? But volume 1 and 2 is on Unlimited.
I was going to say, I think that the reason they're doing that, and that's why you're getting them for 84 cents, because you hooked up your Amazon Prime account. So you're getting even more of a bonus.
No,
but if you go to Amazon Prime, I think they have the first volumes.
No, I see it on here. It says includes 15% Unlimited discount.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Now is when we can kick off this fine Starship podcast.
Uh-oh.
Because I sent you that tweet earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, I'm sure a lot of people that listen to this have never heard of Battle Angel Alita. Don't give a crap about reading it or watching the incredible anime.
Mm-hmm.
But it's free, so just go do it. But now looking at this. This is getting really smart, Nick. This is the type of thing that I wanted from Comixology all along. And a few other things that I'll get to. Because now that Amazon owns Comixology, why are they not, like, just giving shit away every day? You see what I'm saying? Like we talked. We've talked about Twitch. Well, all right, not giving stuff away, but like give incentives to people. So you and I talked about Twitch offline. We've talked about it several times because you can you can subscribe to like Twitch streamers for free, pretty much one streamer per month for free. The only caveat is you have to resubscribe every month, right? It's not like an automatic subscription. But if you have Amazon Prime, it's free for you. So if you set a reminder to support somebody once a month, then that's all you got to do.
Yep.
And the other thing is...
And Amazon's giving you that $5 a month to do that every month. But guess what? Like, if you don't do it, then Amazon's just going to keep that money and not support Twitch with it.
Correct. Correct. But so looking at this, I realize it makes it a little more difficult to tie in Comixology with Amazon. Because like I've gotten stuff on Amazon, the Fire Store, whatever it is, Fire Bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
Like Marvel stuff. I got like a bunch of Thor collections for like, sure. It was like, I don't know, 50 cents, 99 cents. It was nothing.
Yeah, when Ragnarok was coming out.
Yeah, when Ragnarok was coming out. They had a bunch of stuff. A bunch of signs and stuff that I got.
Smart cross promotion.
Yes. But the thing is, it was not advertised on Comixology. You had to be on the Amazon website, or if you're smart enough or like follow people on Twitter that follow these kind of things, then they would be tweeting about it. But it was not connected between the two sites. Even if
I would even say even if you're on Amazon homepage, it's not really advertised.
No, it's not. And if you don't use Amazon a lot, maybe you might not get it either, right? Like I buy trades all the time on Amazon, so it always recommends like some kind of comic book thing to me.
Yes. Yeah, you got one of those blanket puff emails stating that there's a sale on Thor trades. Or you'd have to follow them on social to actually get official, hey, this is what's happening.
Yeah, there you go. Because
nowhere else was it advertised. And I get why it wasn't advertised on Comixology, because why wouldn't, like, I don't tie my Amazon Prime account to my Comixology, because Amazon Prime's under my wife's name, Comixology's under my name.
Oh, okay.
So I can't cross those streams. But if they advertised it on Comixology, even though they own them, and plenty of people do know that, I would still be like, why can't you just offer the same damn trades for the same price? What the hell? It's the same company. And you're just pissing them off.
So let me ask a question, though. So your Prime is under your wife's name.
Yes.
So if you sign in, if you want to buy something on Amazon, do you use her account or do you sign in with your account?
No, it's under her email address, and it's like, hello, Liz, type of thing.
So you need to speak with my wife, because our Prime account is under my name, but there's a way to set up a household.
Mm.
And so you would get all the same benefits under your account using her Prime.
So it's almost like setting up under one name, you just have children email addresses?
Something like that.
Yeah, so whatever email address I have set up for Comixology could just be, like, brought under that umbrella.
Yep, there you go.
Okay.
Yep.
I would like to do that because there are a crap ton of Kindle digital stuff that I would love to have with my Comixology account.
Yeah, and that's the prime benefit because they show up on your own books list on Comixology.
Yeah, that's nice. Except then would my wife be seeing how many items I'm buying every month? That might not be good.
Again, you need to talk to my wife because there are... No, because she orders stuff all the time and I don't get the notifications for it.
Can you go into past purchases and view it that way?
That I have no idea.
Yeah, I would need that research.
Listen, I don't know if I've explained this to you. Here's how things work in my house.
Oh, boy.
I wake up, I go to work, I come home. And I make dinner.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that has to do with financials, I have no idea.
Yeah. Same here.
I barely know how much I make every week.
No, jeez.
I mean, I know how same much here. I make because I'm salary, so it's the same every week. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't know any of that stuff. My wife handles all that stuff. I mean, I have an idea.
My wife has also, during like Christmas, I went onto our Amazon account and bought her a few things that she stored in the shopping cart to surprise her. And she went on to Amazon for whatever reason and checked Pat's purchases, saw that things were purchased, jumped to the conclusion that somebody stole our credit card account information, got on the phone with Amazon, disputed all these purchases that weren't even sent to our house yet. Amazon wiped out those things that were going to be shipped out, just cleared them all out and said, no one. And then after going through all that, then she finally texted me, hey, did you order a couple things from Amazon and didn't tell me? And I was like, yeah, they were Christmas gifts. Why? What happened? I thought somebody hijacked our account. Oh my. So do I want her going on to our account and looking through previous purchases and being like, why did you buy 10.99 cent comic books?
Sure.
This month. And it's like, ay. Not that I can't, but it's just like, guess what? I'm not buying like you guys do. I'm not buying like one bulk purchase where she sees like $26. No, I'm buying like 3 99-cent books today. And then tonight I'll buy another three. And then I'll buy another three. Like, I could see her being like, why are you buying like 15 orders of comic books every week? And it's like, well, sales happen every day. I gotta buy them. It's like, shit.
Yeah. See, we use Amazon so much. We've got an Amazon credit card. So nice. We just buy everything on the credit card, and at the end of the month, we just pay it off.
Nice.
Yeah. It works out pretty good. But
I like that.
Yeah. Well, it's mostly fine. Like, matter of fact, I'm surprised that she hasn't said anything about the comics purchases. Because I've got my Amazon account tied to Comixology, so of course everything that I buy on Comixology shows up on the Amazon credit card. But yeah, she's never said anything about it. So I'm going to keep on going.
Keep going until something's said.
Until she's like, you spent like $300 in comics this month. You're like, what? Impossible.
Or you throw out the, well, when did the billing cycle start? Oh, I thought it was a week after that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the first. I thought it started the 22nd. Yeah. My bad.
Then that does make sense. Yeah, that seems about right. Wait till she sees those CGC comics come
Ooh-wee.
In. Oh, boy. Oh, lordy.
They're still in the box. I haven't even taken them out of the box, dude. The shipping box.
Are you going to unveil those on Comics News today?
Yeah, maybe at some point.
Oh, I would like an unboxing. Put that on your YouTube channel.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, like, the studio's not done yet, you know, and I want to have a proper place to display them.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I get to that section, then I can. But right now, all that's set up is directly in front of me, directly behind mm-hmm. me, and to the left of me, there's a wall. And I'm going to tear down these crappy shelves that we use for storage totes. Matter of fact, the storage totes are still there next to me. And I'm going to do nice shelving and things like that. I'm trying to figure out if I want to do like box shelves for like short boxes. But if I do that, I want to get like those like decorative short boxes. You know what I mean? With like characters and crap on them.
Right. Yeah, the front of them.
Yeah, I thought about doing that for the Batman books. Just getting a bunch of Batman short boxes and displaying those on those shelves. But we'll see. I want to plan it correctly.
Is this the same wall that's a concrete wall?
This wall,
one of the walls are like hard concrete.
The wall behind me is concrete.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
The wall behind me is concrete. But so that's the plan. But I like it. She hasn't seen those.
So... you know I have to peel back this onion. Mm-hmm. Okay, are you going to, when she's like, what's this, whatever it is, $260, what's this? And you're like, oh, well, you know how much our daughter loves Catwoman. Well, it's the first appearance of Catwoman. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Like, isn't that going to be like the... Isn't that going to be a, not that you can't buy whatever the hell you want, you're an adult.
Sure.
But it's still one of those, like, I can justify buying a Nintendo Wii. my wife would look at that and be like, what are we going to be doing with a Wii? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh no, that's just for me. Thanks. Bye. You know, it's like, that's just like your wife going out and spending $300 on a pair of shoes. And you're like, well, that doesn't sound like a group gift, but you're trying to sell it like it's a group gift.
Well, see, that's the perfect time to make big purchases. Right? So she's like, I'm going to Target or wherever she goes to buy clothes. I have no idea. I don't go clothes shopping with her. There's two places I don't go to. Well, three places. Number one is the mall.
Oh,
I don't go to the mall.
Okay.
Number two, I don't go clothes shopping of any sort.
Isn't that pretty much the same place?
No, not necessarily. Because, I mean, like, there's a lot of freestanding stores.
Okay.
And number three, I don't go to Walmart.
Because they won't allow you in Walmart. We've all discussed that.
Funny story. I actually went to Walmart.
You've already broken your third golden rule.
Yep. What were we getting?
Did you finally teach your daughter to shoplift the Walmart way?
No, I know what it was. My wife wanted to get wine. And she likes getting wine at Walmart because it's very cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And I just so happened that I needed... God, I just realized I broke nearly all of my rules with this story. I needed a new shirt for work.
Sure.
And I was like, I'm not going anywhere.
So wait, what are you buying at Walmart that's a work shirt?
Just like a polo shirt.
Oh, so you were just looking for like, oh, this color will be okay. Here's the size. Go. Well,
so I had a black polo shirt, and one of my dogs was laying on me, and when she went to get off the couch, she put her paw on me, scratched me, and tore a hole in my shirt. And so I no longer had a black polo shirt, so I had to go get a new black polo shirt. Yeah, so here's the thing, Nick. My clothing is very simple. I'm a simple man.
Okay.
You know that song, Simple Man?
We're not going to
play it because I don't want to get sued.
No, please don't.
But I have a set number of shirts, a set number of pants, a set number of shoes.
When it comes to fashion, are you just like utilitarian?
Very much so.
Okay.
Very much so.
Because I possibly could be the opposite, but go on.
So I've got two pairs of black slacks, two pairs of khakis.
Yes.
A pair of blue slacks. Two pairs of jeans.
Jeans? Two pairs of jeans or blue slacks?
Slacks.
Like dress pants?
Yes.
Or like khakis that are blue?
Well, khakis that are blue.
Okay. Like Dockers that are blue.
Sure. There you go.
Okay. I'm just trying to picture them.
Two pairs of jeans.
Okay. Shoes. Do you have one black, one brown, and one sneaker that looks okay, sort of passable? Okay. All right. I'm figuring this out.
And
hair product in the hair or no?
No.
Roll out of bed and throw water.
Dude, as soon as my hair gets too long where I have to brush it, I just buzz it off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, you're no thrills.
I don't have time to be doing my hair, doing all that crap.
You can't look like a pretty girl. You don't have time for that.
Exactly. See, you get it.
Okay.
And then I have three or four like nice shirts. And then like
Are these Sunday go to meeting shirts?
You know, like nice button downs.
Like you're in trouble at work and you have to go talk to the big boss. Like I better wear the button down shirt today.
I might wear them sometimes anyway.
Are you wearing them when you and the wife go out?
Oh yeah.
Or are you very utilitarian? Like, okay, what comic book T-shirt am I wearing today?
No. It has to be something that I could wear like almost anywhere.
Okay.
Because when I'm picking multi-function. When I go pick up my clothes, I don't want to be like, well, I can't wear that. That's like Sunday best.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
You don't want that one shiny shirt that sticks out, shiny material shirt.
I don't do shiny shirts.
I didn't think so. I never said you did, but I'm just giving that an example. Ay, ay, ay.
So that's it. And then I've got like. All right,
can I give you a little peeky poo into Nikki's life?
Of course, I love peeking into poo. I mean,
okay, Martin, I gotta state this because I've thrown this out to at least four people at my new place, and I haven't even been there 2 years. I've said this four times to four different people because what I wear, I have to feel good in, look decent in, and also how much ironing do I have to do in that shirt? When it says no iron, whether it's a button up or a polo, a 3-button polo, if it says no iron, mother effer, you better be no iron, because I do not like turning on that effing iron.
You are damn right.
But I go way beyond your utilitarian outlook. But I have plenty of things in my arsenal that, like I said, I'm comfortable wearing and I look good in. And I feel good in, you know? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I like to feel like a pretty girl.
Of course.
So there's a few items that I have. And I always get called out. I have these like orange pants, like a rust orange, a rust orange. And I also have these pair of like wine pants, wine colored pants. And then I'll wear whatever shirt I want to wear. I don't care. I'm a pretty girl. I'm a lovely lad when I put this stuff on and I feel good in it. So I don't really care. Like, hey, you dress however you want to dress. I want to dress however I want to dress. Mm-hmm. Be that as it may. But I've had 4 dudes come up to me, and each of them will give the reaction of like giving me a look. Like, why are you wearing wine or orange or, you know, pink or lime green or whatever the hell I'm wearing, eggplant, whatever the fuck I'm wearing. And they'll give me that side eye look and they'll be like, whew, wow, that's eggplant. And I just look back at them and I'm like, I'm not afraid of any color.
Sure.
And it stops them right in their tracks, because it's always the people that have either they're completely uncoordinated when it comes to colors, or they're wearing the same damn black shoes, black pants with a brown socks, brown belt. Like, they have no clue. Like, dude, you know, I can give you a fashion 101. Brown and black shouldn't be together. Put, you know, go through your dumb sock drawer, put on black socks if you're putting on black shoes. Like, that's 101, guy. And it just, it like so frosts my ass, because it's just like, dude, like, am I criticizing you? Like, get the fuck, you know, step the fuck back.
Yeah, who the fuck are you?
Just like, oh, God. It's like such, it's the narrow thinking that it's just like, eh, I don't care. I am who I am. Guess what? Like, say it loud, say it proud. I can tell you right now, did I cry during Queer Eye? Yes, I did. But a lot of the fashion advice that they're giving all these dum-dums, I sort of didn't have to do.
Yeah, right.
I'm okay. I'm all right. I feel good. I'm not walking outside every day in like an Iron Maiden t-shirt. Like, or I should say a 15-year-old Iron Maiden t-shirt. Like, I present myself a little bit better that, guess what? My wife doesn't have to be embarrassed whenever she takes me out. Like, sure. I'm doing okay.
Sure.
So that just like so... Oh, it frosts my beater. Oh, my God. Because I'm sure you saw that tonight when you went to your thing at the school. I'm sure there's plenty of dudes that come straight from work and they're wearing, like, you know, the typical stuff suit look.
Sure.
And then I'm sure there's other guys that are like, did you just mow your lawn?
Yeah.
Like, that's how you're presenting yourself at your school.
Did you even brush your teeth, bro?
Yeah. It's like, ooh, that's a look. I don't know if that's what you should be presenting to your high school, like, assembly of teachers, counselors. Like, that's how you want to present yourself right off the bat. Okay. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, I generally don't care. I just try to be as comfortable as possible.
Dan, you should.
Yeah.
You're at work for 12 hours a day,
yeah.
For God's sakes.
And I'm very bored. Dude, there was a period in my life where I was super boring. I did uh-huh. I did the Kevin Rose. I just wore black t-shirts, blue jeans, and my New Balance, and that's it.
Yeah, you had a uniform.
Yeah. But the thing is, all right, so it might sound lazy, but there is something to it where you don't have to think about certain things. Like, there's been studies on this. I'm not bullshitting you, Nick. Before you laugh at me, not making this up.
Oh, no, I don't think you're making that up.
It's science.
It's your choice of uniform.
Sure. But not like, having to think about like those Kevin, kind of things.
Kevin, yeah, but Kevin Rose, with his outfit, could walk into a boardroom and look fine because he's a very young person dressed, still put together.
Sure.
But he's dressed how he wants to dress. Like, I totally get it. Like, I don't really like endorsing product information on my t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't care. Like, band name, sure. But do I own a Reebok shirt? Do I own a Nike shirt? I'm hard pressed to come up with if I do or not. Just cause that I don't want to support that. I'd rather like to buy, I have plenty of like threadless shirts that have no logos on them and they're just cool artistic designs. And I'd rather like to put like an artist's design on my chest than
Wait,
that.
Did you say threadless?
Yeah.
Cause people can go to nerdylegion.threadless.com and get Nerdy Legion t-shirts.
Mmm.
They're great quality.
Oh anyways, yeah, Threadless, yeah, Threadless has some awesome. Fantastic shirts.
So,
A Chicago-based company, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
Yes,
Very
yes,
interesting.
That's why they always have a C2E2 booth.
Oh, well, good, because mm-hmm. I'm going to be wearing my Nerd Legion t-shirt at C2E2.
Oh, I like it.
Maybe I'll walk around with my Nerd Legion mug, drinking drinking my Nerd Legion water.
Or drinking your cherry lime Evian.
Listen,
what is it?
It's cerise
say your French.
Le Croix.
La Croix.
Or right. LaCroix for us normal people.
Or within that LaCroix, you just throw a little splash of Le Gin, and then you walk around with your mug.
You know, now that you say that, this actually might be pretty good with gin.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to try that.
I can see that. Like, get a couple cherries and throw those into a gin and tonic. I bet you the cherry instead of a lime would probably taste pretty nice.
Well, so
with good gin and tonic.
When we went to our anniversary dinner,
is this a story time?
I mean, it's a gin story. We can tell it.
Well, I want to hear about this anniversary dinner.
Oh, okay. Well, we went to Ruth's Chris.
I was just there in St. Louis. Yes, yes, yes.
So we went there, and it's very nice. I mean, they're everywhere.
Oh, yeah, for
they're
sure.
Everywhere. But that's where we went because apparently we wanted to spend $100 on a steak. I don't know.
Yeah. Obviously, you didn't tell your wife about the nacho fries at Taco Bell.
We need to talk about nacho fries. Because I've had it like 4 times this week.
Of course you did.
It is so good. All right. There's a nacho fry box. It's $5. And you get nacho fries with a little dipping cheese. You get the I don't know what flavor it is, the red shell, hard shell taco.
The hot shell?
Yeah, maybe. The volcano, I guess, is whatever it's called.
Yeah, it's like in fuego or something like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You get that one, and then you get a chalupa.
Oh, daddy likes a chalupa.
Yeah. It's a good box, $5.
Yeah, is it called the garbage box?
No, it's called, oh my God. It's called the nacho fry box.
I'm pretty sure... is the subtitle garbage box?
No. $5.
I'm pretty sure they call that the garbage box.
Listen, it can't be garbage because that's what I got for dinner yesterday because I had no time to cook. And so Reagan's like, what are we going to eat? And I was like, I don't know. What do you want? She's like, I have no idea because she never does. So I text my wife and I was like, what do you want to eat? She's like, I don't know because she also never does. And I was like, you know what? I want some goddamn nacho fries. And so I called my wife and I was like, listen, I'm going to go to Taco Bell and get nacho fries. Would you like some? She's like, well, we can't eat just nacho fries. I said, cool. They have a $5 box. It's nacho fries, cheese, hard shell, and the chalupa. She's like, that sounds really good because I want nacho fries. So I told Reagan,
hold on. Now you're getting way ahead.
Oh, okay.
Can we peel back an onion just a little bit? God damn it.
This is like a farm of onions.
I know. It just let me – I have to unwind this a little bit.
All right. Rewind.
Tell me ahead of time, are you the only Ferretti that has had the nacho fries up till this point?
My own, yes.
But has Heather had her own?
She had one of mine when we went, whatever it was, 2 weeks ago.
Did a little sample. Okay.
Yeah.
So now she's sort of on board for the garbage nacho fries.
I tried them. I got the box. I always get the boxes because it's just a good deal.
Of course.
And she got something else.
It's a money save.
You know what? It was the night we went to that goddamn meeting I hated at the high school.
It was the best meeting ever. That was one of my favorite Nerdy Legions.
That's a great episode. It'll be out in a few weeks.
It's so good.
It's good. So we went to get Taco because we only had like 20 minutes between the time we all got home and the time we had to be at the school. So we ran to Taco Bell. I got the box. She got something else. I don't even know what it's called.
Oh, big mistake.
Yeah, and then Reagan got the nacho pizza, which is terrible.
That's a good pizza.
No, it's bad.
The Mexican pizza?
All right, let me rephrase. It tastes delicious. It looks like hot garbage. Yeah.
Oh, it's all garbage food.
Oh, sure.
But you understand by garbage food, we mean the best food ever.
Absolutely. So,
yeah,
so,
I am not slamming your box. Your box sounds like heaven.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you.
The only thing I would want in that box, which I would do a la carte, just because I think I would be able to fit that in my tum-tum. I sort of want a double-decker supreme. I love the double-decker taco.
Yeah, those are good. They are good.
You know what? I think you could fit that in. Or you would just be like, all right, because everything at Taco Bell costs, what, 13 cents?
Sure.
So in your head, you're like, well, how much did this double-decker taco supreme really cost? So if I only have 3 bites and throw half of it out, oh well. You know what I'm saying? You could sample the entire menu for, what was it? I think we looked it up before. What was it, $2.86? The entire menu?
Oh my god.
Right? Without drinks.
Yeah, without drinks.
Yeah. Without drinks. Drinks are pretty pricey.
Sure.
So why not sample it? It's all garbage, but yum, yum, yum. So now please tell me Reagan was like, all right, Mexican pizza, F you. Let's have some nacho fries.
Yes.
Daddy knows best.
Absolutely. Except she was a little naive about it. Because, so we went to the drive-thru. My wife was still at work. So Reagan and I went to Taco Bell. And we go through the drive-thru. And she's always got her headphones on, so she didn't hear what I ordered. And we get home, and my wife pulled in, right behind us. So I was like, Reagan, here's your box. Babe, here's your box. Here's my box.
Yeah.
And Reagan opens up the box. She's like, that's a lot of food. She's like, I thought we were just getting nacho fries. And my wife's like, surely you didn't think we're going to have just, a couple of fries for dinner.
Well, fries and Skittles. I mean, let's not be barbarians.
That's funny,
here.
Because she did have the what's it called? Strawberry? No, it's not strawberry. Skittles something. It's like a slushy.
Oh, can we talk about that, please? Skittle tell flavored me slushy? There's a tangent.
I mean,
no. Taco Bell. What did we say about them?
Garbage
best
food.
Garbage food ever.
Yeah,
but it's the best.
It
it's
is.
The best.
It is.
I mean, you, how many things have you sampled off of, a McDonald's or Burger King, their sample menu? Or even White Castle.
You're talking about White Castle now.
But no, their experimental food, some's good, some's, ooh boy, get rid of that.
Mm.
But Taco Bell, always stellar. Find me a bad one. There's always something, even if it's well, if I was drunk, I'd really like it. That's the worst thing you could say. And you know how they beat the game? How do they come up with all of these drinks? I don't drink sodas, but every time I drive up to get Taco Bell, I'm like, what is this Arctic Blast slushy Mountain Dew concoction that I see on the screen? Because it looks awesome. So tell me, what is this strawberry Skittle slushy? What the hell's that?
It's a slushy that tastes like Skittles.
My God, that's got to be so. Are your teeth ringing?
No,
are they vibrating because of all of the sugar?
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Okay, so Skittles are sweeter than this.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's really good though.
Okay, did you convert over your daughter?
It's funny because she texted my wife and I. When we went to that meeting, she also had one of mine. And as soon as she tried it, she said, oh my God, I got the wrong food. Anyway, so she had the nacho box and she texted my wife and I. She's like, this is the best dinner we've ever had. She's like, there is so much variety in this box.
Move over, HelloFresh. We just found our nutritional balanced meal for the day.
Hey, it is. You've got your vegetables in there. You've got your oils.
Yep.
You've got your fruit because there's tomatoes in it. You got your fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You've got there's no seeds or nuts, but I'm sure they fry those shells in peanut oil or something.
Yeah, but you know what? Those are peanuts. Those are good.
Yeah.
You're eating corn. That's good. And you know what we've heard, like buzzword, is like, oh, you got to watch that bad cholesterol. But then you know what they also say? There's all the good cholesterol.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Taco Bell has both of those.
If it tastes good, don't you think it's good cholesterol? I mean, by default, yeah, it tastes good.
Right. We're on the same page.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it.
Obviously, you know what? Hey, guess what? That little, what was it? The Skittle blast?
Yeah.
You know how your daughter stayed up for that little PTA meeting that she had to go to? Thank you, Skittle blast. That sugar and caffeine just pumped her right up.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, they are all about better food through science. Way to go.
Well, and here's the thing. Every single item on the Taco Bell menu is made up of five ingredients.
Yeah.
Every single one. However, Nick, I'm not a math like genius. But
you're pretty close. I'm going to call you a math genius.
I'm just going to call you a math genius. I'm going to guess. I mean, this can't be right. It's got to be more than this. But if you have five ingredients, if you do like 5 times 5 times 5 times 5 times 5, that's 3,125 different combinations.
That just checks out. That's math. That's solid math right there.
And they don't have 3,125 items on their menu. So think about the possibilities for the future of Taco Bell. Did you ever watch?
Did you also add in the Supreme part of the menu? Because those aren't five items.
Oh, you're right.
Those aren't five ingredients. Yeah, those jump up to about eight.
Yeah, because they add sour cream.
Yeah.
And taco sauce. Oh, man. I don't even know. Let's do the math on that. What would eight times eight? Oh, God. Yeah. I can't do math. Eight times eight. Times
no, you
eight
can.
Eight times eight yeah. times eight.
Yeah. Right.
It is 32,768 different combinations.
Yep. That checks out.
Oh, wait. No, that's not right because I got to do it eight times.
Oh, six, Jesus. Okay.
Seven, eight.
Did you carry that 28 over?
Oh, my God. Google can't even add that high.
Oh, boy. I'm doing it on my wristwatch calculator right now.
Just ask Siri. Maybe she'll tell you.
I think you're right, though. I'm adding it up on my wrist calculator. Your math is stellar. It checks out.
You think so?
Well, hey, guess what? Stephen Hawking passed away on Pi Day. Somebody has to pick up that slack. So you're going to pick up some Hawking slack right now, which I understand that was your radio DJ name. We're coming out of Brooklyn.
That's right. Here, I got it, Nick. Eight times eight times eight times eight times eight times eight is 16,777,216.
Now that sounds right.
Can you imagine 16 million different tacos?
Oof. How many of those are on their secret menu?
Do they have a secret menu?
Oh, I'm sure they do. They have to.
We need to find this out. This is important research.
This is valuable information. We might actually win a radio Emmy for this one.
Oh, for sure. We can put it next to our Grabby Award. All right.
Which we're still, hey, Ferretti, I just want to let you know, and I'm putting down the gauntlet right now. Nerdy Legion is still going for the Grabby Award 2018.
Oh, yeah.
So you better just watch it right now. Aaron Bell and Ronnie. I understand DC Absolute, they're coming after it.
But I hear.
But you're going to have to slow the roll a little bit, because you know what? Absolute doesn't mean absolutely only talking about DC media properties. You also have to include comic talk, not just TV and movie talk, son.
Oh,
so step it up. Step it up, son.
I have great news.
Yeah.
I have gathered the gerbils.
Did you cancel their podcast so we can win the Grabby?
No, we can't do that.
Okay.
We want a fair competition.
Well, not that fair.
I have found.
But we're going for the radio end too.
Oh.
I mean, we're doing a lot of research right now.
That won't be that hard. iHeartMedia filed bankruptcy today.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, what are we going to do when we're in the spring when we're looking for our iHeartRadio concert series that's on WGN every year? How's that going
to
happen?
We'll just have to go to iHeart and Religion and just do that concert, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Are you ready?
Be part of that?
Are you ready for the Taco Bell secret menu.
Hey, as Pat Benatar once said, hit me with your best shot.
All right, number one, the Cheeserito.
Whoa.
Melted cheese, scallions, and taco sauce.
The nacho cheese? Are they using the nacho
cheese? No, it looks like it's melted shredded cheddar.
Missed opportunity. Okay.
Melted cheese, scallions, taco sauce, and a soft tortilla. Oh, matter of fact, Reagan gets these all the time.
What?
Yeah, I've seen her eat these.
Is she ordering off the secret menu and she did not tell Daddy?
She must be. Oh, wait, no.
How is she so plugged in?
No, it's not the same. The one she gets is just the shell and cheese. This is scallions and taco sauce.
That does sound good, though.
All right, here we go. The Enchirito. This looks freaking awesome.
Sure, tell me.
All right. It is an enchilada burrito mashup.
Ooh! Please tell me it's an enchilada inside of a burrito shell that I can pick up and eat yum, 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 and I don't need a knife and fork.
I don't know. It looks like they serve it in like a little aluminum foil tray.
What? Oh, man.
All right, it says...
I think next time I'm going to ask, can you throw your enchilada inside of a flour tortilla and wrap it up like a burrito?
So it says here, if
that enchilada is fun. It's wet, good. And mushy.
Yeah, it's good.
Ooh, that's good.
It says here, if the employees don't know what an enchirito is, ask for an enchilada stuffed with beans, cheese, and more cheese.
Oh. All
right. The Hulk.
That sounds good. Ooh. Welcome, Nerdy Legion. Hey, Legionnaires, comfy. Come on, sit down. We're talking Taco Bell Hulk right now.
That's right.
Bringing it back to comics.
Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure this will be our millennial listeners' favorite. Oh, maybe second favorite.
Okay.
It is Taco Bell bean and cheese burrito.
Yeah.
Stuffed with also guacamole.
Ooh. I always forget that they have the guac.
They do have the guac.
Oh. And you know it's made fresh at every Taco Bell location every day, right?
Everything's made fresh, like picked from the garden.
Right.
Yeah, they have a garden of avocados on the roof.
Yeah, for sure. They chop it up, and there's somebody right there, and they just put it right into a bowl and mash it up.
Absolutely.
Fresh. The fresh cilantro, throw it right in there.
The freshest cilantro.
I mean, they put it inside of plastic tube, so it's easier to distribute.
Of course.
But if you ask them, hey, can I have it right off the roof, they're like, for sure, here you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Here you go. From the guacamole tree.
Mm-hmm. Can I have a Hulk enchirito? Because I want both of those thrown into a flour tortilla.
Now.
And then I can eat it. I can put that right into my face. Yum, yum, yum.
I don't see that, but there is the next best thing to that.
Is this the millennial favorite?
This might be your favorite.
Ooh, okay.
It is the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, okay, yes.
It is a 5-layer burrito with guacamole.
Oh, mother effer.
With guacamole, yes. Instead of nacho cheese.
Oh,
I don't know. I would ask for the nacho cheese to stay in there. Would that make it too mushy?
Why wouldn't you just get a 7-layer burrito?
Oh, good.
Because all that stuff's in there, except I don't think the nacho cheese is in there, because there might be animal product in there.
Listen, nacho is a part of a cow.
it's like the hoof, right?
Yeah, it's the hoof.
It's like the hind end.
Yeah, absolutely. It's from the ankles.
I mean, we're scientists here. We know.
Cow ankles get turned into nacho, and then the milk is cheese, so nacho cheese is two parts of a cow.
I like that Incredible Hulk, though.
Yeah, sounds good.
Do you know what they don't use? And I think I mentioned this. They don't use that crispy shell that they use for the Mexican pizza. That's not enough stuff.
Mm.
But I guess you can't really throw it into a burrito or it just gets soggy with the steam.
Well, there is something that it's put into, and that's the double grilled quesadilla.
Oh, that abomination that you made me get that one time?
Are you serious? It was good.
Oh. Hey, by abomination, buddy, the best thing ever. It's delicious. Who are we kidding?
Apparently, Taco Bell must have a thing for DC Comics, because on the secret menu is also the Superman.
Oh, do tell.
The Superman is the most filling item on the secret menu.
What? Does it give a price point?
Nope.
Darn it. Okay.
Don't see a price point. It is a double beef burrito.
Can I guess how much it is?
Sure.
$2.16. It's the most expensive thing on that menu. $2.16.
You might be right. No.
I think I am.
No, because I like the beef. No, what is it? Cheesy potato burritos?
Yeah, those are 99 cents.
No, they're not. They're like $2 or two something, $2.39. No. Yeah, dude, they went up.
You don't get the potato roll-ups?
No.
That are like the small version of those?
No. You gotta get the full burrito.
No, you get the smaller one because there's more surface area that becomes crunchy on it.
Yum, yum, yum.
You get three of those.
Well,
and then you dip those into the leftover nacho cheese sauce from your fries.
The Superman double beef burrito,
yes,
loaded with sour cream, guacamole,
shit,
tortilla chips, yeah, and potatoes.
Well, what, dude? I am getting, and I know. Sorry, I'm gonna break many walls right now. I know it's Lent right now, but I'm getting that mother effer tomorrow on Friday. Little baby Jesus, I'll see you in confession. Holy cats.
Mm-hmm.
We're doubling down on everything right there. Mm-hmm. Oh, daddy. That all sound, how does that not sound great? That all sound, with the crunchy tortilla chips?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Mother effer.
There's a picture of this one. Looks good.
Is it bad that I'm actually, I mean, this is scary. I'm salivating right now. I mean, they stay open late. You know, their commercial advertises were late.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to make a run for the border.
Do it now.
Oh my God. Wouldn't it be great if I just went through the drive-thru while you were on
recording?
I'll take a Superman and an Enchirito. Mm-hmm. And do you think they would know? Would they even know? I understand it's a secret menu, but would they know?
Surely they know. If you go to Starbucks, those people know the secret menu.
Do they? Because I've never ordered. I ordered one thing off of a secret menu, but I didn't know they had a secret menu.
Oh.
So when I described it, because I thought I was just coming up with something new, then he had a term for it, and I was like, what? There's a term? And he goes, yeah, secret menu item. I'm like, I did not know this. Okay, yes, yes, yes. But I went to, have you ever gone to Five Guys?
Oh yeah.
Okay. I did a bacon cheeseburger and I said, I don't want, if I have to pay for an order of fries, I'll have an order of fries unless some accidentally are taken and put onto my hamburger. If they fall off the fry truck onto my hamburger, then I won't pay for them. But if I have to pay for an entire bag of fries, I will. And as soon as I said that, he goes, you want fries on your cheeseburger? Yeah, that's a blank.
Really?
And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, it's a secret menu item. And I'm like, cause that just sounds good. Cause you do really good fries and I just piled into a burger.
Interesting.
And he goes, yeah. So, and hey, I just want to let you know, it was really good. It was really good.
Dude, I used to do that when I was a kid, put fries on my burger all the time.
Heck yeah. Hell, I actually, even better than that is Frito corn chips or potato chips in your sandwich.
Yes.
Because then you get the saltiness, the salty and the crunch.
Yep, Lay's potato chips.
Mm. Yeah, heck yeah.
All right, would you like to try
that sounds good.
Would you like a Cholito?
Oh, Cholito. You know I love their chili. Are you going to go chili on me right now?
I'm going chili on you.
Ooh, Cholito. Okay, go ahead.
Chili cheese rolled into a soft flour tortilla. Or add chili cheese to any burrito.
That's what I want. You're in my head. Why can't I order my, like, you know, I usually get, like, you know, the steak burrito. But why can't I get the chili cheese steak burrito?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not made of money, but at Taco Bell, yeah, upcharge me. Because how much is that upcharge going to be? Let me answer that. 18 cents.
18 cents.
Yeah, because the steak burrito, that's $1.16.
Sure.
Oh, God bless, I'm hungry.
You can make all things at Taco Bell vegan if you so desire. Just ask for fresco style. They take out the cheese and sour cream and substitute it for pico de gallo.
Damn.
They also take out
like can I take out the tomatoes and substitute pico de gallo in there? Because that's 10 times better.
They also make up
our own secret recipe.
They take out the meat and add black beans.
Mm-hmm. Damn. I used to go to Chipotle with a vegetarian buddy of mine. Mm-hmm. And there were a couple times, like, he would order his thing, sans meat. And I would follow behind and be like, I'll take his meat, and then I'll also have my meat. And then let's build that burrito now. Thank you. Sometimes you got away with it. Sometimes you got charged with double meat. But, hey, worth a shot.
Episode title.
Hey, can I just give you a little inquisitive question here? When we were social media Twittering about mm-hmm. the Taco Bell garbage food of loveliness.
Yes.
They, up on the roof, reached out to you.
Yes.
Which is, I would assume that you're familiar with them.
I am. Matter of fact,
give me the 411 on that, because I read their little descriptor and I looked through their timeline and I'm like, damn, they make really good looking food mm-hmm. with all their pictures. And you can check them out. They are at Up on the Roof GVL on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And some of their pictures are fantastic and beautiful. They're out of Greenville, South Carolina.
Correct, which is where I live.
Yes. And I'm sort of amazed looking at how beautiful their food is that they would want to engage in a dumb garbage Taco Bell.
That's right, because they replied to our Nacho Fry discussion.
And they didn't take, like, Taco Bell out of the tweet. I was like, wow, you're putting it out on Front Street here. You might want to just hide Taco Bell and chit-chat with us.
Matter of fact, they replied again today because I replied to their original tweet saying that, yeah, I was familiar with Up on the Roof, that I was a fan, and that they should have nacho fries. And they replied today and said they didn't know we were talking to a fan. And then they want to know what's the favorite thing to order when we go there. I didn't reply because I don't want to lie to them. I usually go there like when I'm drunk, so I don't even know like what I order. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure it was delicious. So, like,
I order gin and tonics, and they are delicious.
Yeah, they're delicious. But Up on the Roof is great, man. It's actually on the same hotel as Ruth's Chris.
Nice, fancy. Yeah.
So Ruth's Chris is on the second floor of the hotel, in the mm-hmm. where the lobby is on the second floor. That's where Ruth's Chris is. And then if you take the elevator up to the roof, is Up on the Roof.
That checks out on their messaging. Yeah, mm-hmm. that all checks out.
But it's good. It's, like normal food, like burgers and soups and stuff like that. But they have like quirky names for their food, and they use like some different ingredients and some things to make it different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. If you're ever in Greenville, I recommend Up on the Roof. This episode not sponsored by Up on the Roof. Shame on you, but the food's still delicious.
And they can always become a sponsor.
I mean, surely. Hopefully they don't listen to this. They're going to be like, these guys talk about garbage food all the time.
Man, they just talked 35 minutes about Taco Bell's secret menu, and then they mentioned us for 10 seconds. What the hell?
See? If they had nacho fries, we would talk about them longer.
You don't have a garbage menu that we can talk about. Thank you.
Shame on you.
But feel free to have Martin do a taste testing with alcohol and your tasting menu.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll happily talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that
can we be bought? Hey,
yes.
Martin,
yes.
Here come some questions.
Oh, okay.
Rapid fire questions. You know how I like to do this.
All right, go.
So, okay. Can we be bribed with food?
Yes.
Can Martin come and do a tasting of all of your high-end liquors?
Yes.
Will we give a positive review of said liquor?
Yes.
Do we take swag that's awesome, t-shirts and whatnot, from any hotel?
Yes.
All right, that's it. That's all I have.
Oh, I wanted more questions. That was fun.
I just want you to go there and get a little food tasting and report back.
Mm.
Let's drum up some tourism for that town.
Oh, wait, let's rewind. I have never been to Up on the Roof. Maybe somebody at Up on the Roof will invite me. press sampler menu.
Yeah. You know what's right around the corner? Easter Sunday. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a brunch happening there. Mm-hmm. Sure. Could you go to Ruth Chris? Sure you could. But you know what? You know what's not special? A chain. A restaurant chain. And of course, unless you're Taco Bell. Or it's Valentine's Day and you go to White Castle with the tablecloths. Yes, that's very special.
By the way,
but wouldn't you rather like to go to like up on the roof and do their little brunch? Wouldn't that be better?
Hell yeah.
Oh man.
The placement of it is freaking awesome. It's downtown Greenville, mm-hmm. which is completely gentrified now.
Mm.
Like everybody lives in lofts and mm-hmm. like has their nannies push their babies around. And where this hotel is, like it's downtown, but it's like kind of off to the side because it's right mm-hmm. by the river. And so both of these hotels or both of these restaurants have a gorgeous view of the river and downtown.
Wow.
And they placed it correctly where the sun never shines into either restaurant directly.
Well, at least that's what you've heard. You haven't been there in a while, so it'd be nice to go back and see all the amenities.
Dude, I was
from
there,
up on the roof.
I was there last month.
Buddy.
Oh, I mean, I've never been there.
Trying to get you up on the roof.
I've never been there. I wish somebody would invite me to go to up on the roof.
Yeah, with their seasonal menu, I mean, how could you try everything?
Mm,
that menu changes all the time.
You're right.
It's up on the roof. They're known for seasonal menus.
We should have we should be on like Fox News. No, we can't be on Fox News.
With your math skills and my, I don't know what I have to offer.
Good looks.
With your math skills, yes, you should be, you should be on Fox News. You are right.
Yeah. That's the number one qualifying characteristic to be on Fox News is to mm-hmm. be a mathematical mm-hmm. genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been listening to Starship Podcast, The Nerdy Legion. I have been Martin. He is always Nick. You can find him on Twitter at Nick Wetmore. That's name. You can find me at Geekline. The show is at NerdyLegion. NerdyLegion@gmail.com is the email address. Be sure to check out the website for all the other shows. And that's it. Next week.